adore you. Have your way in our life this morning. In Jesus' majestic name we worship. Amen and amen. Let's put our hands up for our beautiful choir this morning. Let's appreciate God. Amen, amen, amen. Just whisper to somebody here beside you, Merry Christmas. Hallelujah. You will help me with this drum and this beat. Hallelujah, one. Hallelujah, two. Hallelujah, three. Hallelujah, four. We want to sing the 12 hallelujah for the year. Hallelujah, one. Hallelujah, two. Hallelujah, three. Hallelujah. That's why I said mute to them. Hallelujah. Amen. What a day to be alive. What a time to have the mouth to praise God. If you follow the news in our beautiful country, for I know most members are from Nigeria, not all. Hallelujah. If you are not a citizen of Nigeria, raise up your hand like me. Am I the only one that's not in Nigeria? Oh. About four. Okay, the children. Yeah, hallelujah. Amen. That's a Congolese there. That's Somalian there. Hallelujah. Amen. You see, when you hear the news, it's so disheartening what has happened in the last few days. Why are the choir running away from their seat? Hallelujah. In Ibadan, an event that's supposed to be a blessing turned to 35 people losing their life. In the north, 20-something lost their life trying to grab a bag of rice. In Abuja, numbers in two digits lost their life. Here, in the east, almost everywhere. Hallelujah. And here you are. Hallelujah. This morning, you didn't call me and say, oh, Pastor, because I'm mourning somebody. Because somebody is no more in my family. We are not saying those ones were not good enough. But can you appreciate God this morning? God that has been there for you. God that wipe away your tears. God that did not allow you to see evil. Hallelujah. It is worth celebrating this good God. God has been good to you. He has been good to me. Hallelujah. Listen, I want us to believe that no matter how short the remaining days of the year, God can still visit you. On Thursday, we were here, even now, those of us who are on Thursday and some people join online. Even now, God can still stand up to your case. Even now, God can get up and then do what you have been afraid about. But listen, I've been teaching for some few weeks now. And I want you to know, very, very important that you know this. That in primary school, in secondary school, what do they have? Teachers, is it? They have teachers. When you go to university, what do they have? Is there anybody in university here? You have lecturer. Huh? But when you finish, when you leave masters and you are writing project, it goes away from lecturer, then you have supervisor. Hallelujah. But after supervisor, what else do we have? When you live and you begin to work, you are what we call the life coach or your mentor. Hallelujah. Now you discover in life the major mistake you make are when you take decision without having a mentor. Without sharing your matter with someone. That is when we make the most mistake. Even government, they have what they call special advisors. Am I right? And they have what they call senior special advisor who advise this advisor. Why do you think people spend? Okay, the children are going to their section. Hallelujah. Let's put our hands together for our good children. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. You can see the work of mentors, children mentors there. She didn't know we are hearing that here. Hallelujah. Amen. So what I'm saying is this, we take decisions in life at times when we take it on our own. When you think, I know it all. When you think, I can do everything on my own. You know, the way the internet has relegated God, the internet has relegated God to like your mate. And you can do it yourself. You see, this girl, when she finished herself, he said, I'm not a Christian. I don't believe in God. Can anybody knock? I thought she's a good person before. That was the day I knew she goofed. Hallelujah. I don't care how big or how massive you are in the world. The moment God is not in your life, you are nobody. Hallelujah. The decisions we take between now and the end of the year will impact our next year. The decision you are going to take next year will impact the rest of your life. I wrote something here. I said, there are no dry ground. There are dry men. Can I repeat that? There are no grand land. There are dry men. In Egypt, when things were tough, people were flourishing. As bad as some countries are in Africa, millionaires are rising up every day. As you think UK is dry, people are making good money in UK. So there are no dry land, there are dry men. When God help you, you are helped. Am I talking to somebody? We don't have any man who is flourishing. We only have helped men. When God sent help to you, you are helped. When God is there with you, everything works together for your good. Now, I want us from today to take a decision to make up our mind to begin to make God number one. The Bible says in Matthew 6:33, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Is God actually number one? Are you seeking his righteousness as number one? Hallelujah. If I would title what I'm talking to us today as a title is, when you are down to nothing, God is up to something. When you are done to nothing, God is up to something. Give me Romans 8:28. I need to be brief. Hallelujah. I see glory descending upon your life. Hallelujah. You see, church, have you come to the end of the rope? I'm talking to individuals. Have we come to a point when we say, will I ever make it? Will this thing ever happen? Somebody asked me during the week, he said, Pastor, will I ever be happy again? And somebody saying, will I ever be rich again? Will I ever build that house again? I want to tell you today, when you are down to nothing, God is up to something. Your emptiness is an opportunity for God to do something about you. Your struggle is a stage for his glory. Your mess is to bring out his message. Am I talking to somebody? Don't let the enemy convince you that it is over with you. God is about to start something new. God is about to start something great. The voice of the enemy is not the final say. The pen of God is still writing something good about you. Am I talking to somebody? God is still signing letters that concerns you. God is still writing CV for you, presenting to places where you cannot be ghetto. God is interested in you. The Bible says in Romans 8:28, and we know. How many are the hand there? How many are the we? I believe we are all here. And we know that all things means my failure is part of the all things. My disappointment is part of the all things. My loneliness is part of the all things. My people saying no to me is part of the all things. He said, and we know all things work together for good. But it now qualifies. All things is for everyone. But it now says to them that love God. So if you love God, all things will work together for your good. If you love God, what you are going through is going to work together to bring an answer. If you love God, everything that is like a disappointment is going to package itself for your good. He said to them who love God and to them who are called according to his purpose. Is life about you or about God? Listen, I want to submit to you. If you think it's about you, you failed. If you think it's about you, I know it, I can do it. That's why I was talking from the beginning. You are primary school, secondary school, they have teachers. And I can tell you, if a teacher fails you that you are not good enough, you are not being promoted. Hallelujah. Teachers will decide your life. I know we are in the UK where you don't need to pass to go to the next class. You don't need to pass. They will push you. But when you get to GCSE, you will know teachers will make decisions about you. When you get to GCSE, teachers will tell you, you are not good enough for this subject. You are not good. So they decide your life at that point. So when they decide the subject you can do and the one you cannot do, number one, they put a limitation. When you do the GCSE, markers will decide whether you pass or not. Hallelujah. When you go to uni, then you are the mercy of the almighty lecturer. If the lecturer hates you, you are in trouble. Hallelujah. Whether it is exam course or you are doing it by project. If you say your project failed. Are you hearing what I'm saying? God is not interested about those people. He's interested about you. Do you love God? As we move into 2025, do you love God truly? Number one point I want to say here, God moves in the silence. At times, when God is moving in our life, you don't even know he's working. At times, you it's like nobody is attending to you. I mean, if you use Navigator, I mean, Navigator nowadays is better than the way we used to use TomTom, the first set of TomTom. When you put the set TomTom, it will say, turn there. If you don't turn, it takes time to reroute you. The current one will reroute you now. It will be returning. It will be rerouting. And it will keep quiet. And when it gives you instruction and say, go straight 6 miles and turn. Between now and that 6 miles, it's not going to be reminding you. It just keep quiet. That is, silence does not mean it's not working. Am I talking to somebody? That because he has given you the direction, I am with you for 6 miles. But you want him to talk every second. At times, God talk in silence. Give me Habakkuk 2, verse 3. The Bible said the vision is yet for an appointed time. Is that not what he said? It's for the, but at the end, it shall speak. It may not be speaking now. Your million may not be showing now. Your authenticity may not be showing now. The man may not bring the flower and need down a backing market now. Am I talking to somebody? But when we need that, it may be Dubai. Am I talking to somebody? So that nothing is talking. He said the appointment is for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. That means the truth of the word is there. He said, though it tarry, wait for it. Though you don't have it, wait for it. Because it will surely come, it will not tarry. The word God has said concerning you, it will surely come to pass. That's why I'm saying to somebody, 2024 is not yet over. Your miracle can still come to you. 2024 is not yet over. We still have about 9 or 10 days. It's enough for God to perfect everything that concerns you. Don't give up on him. Hallelujah. Give me Exodus 40:14. He said, the Lord shall fight for you, and you shall keep your peace. So at times you are silent, and nothing seems to work. But God is fighting for you. God is killing those witches. God is killing those wizards. Huh? You may not see him moving, but that doesn't mean it's not working. Number two, I said here, God walk in the waiting. While you are waiting, God is working. It's like somebody, you are invited for an interview. And they give you an interview. I don't know what has happened to before. They say your interview is 9 a.m. And they keep you with the receptionist. And some receptionists are just nasty. They will not even say a word to you. I say, oh, I'm here for an interview. Okay, oh, yeah. Sit down there. That, they just point to the finger. And they will do their work. The boss is in the office. Maybe they are discussing about you, but you are waiting patiently. You understand? I don't know some of us who have been part of interview panel before. I remember when I was still in service, when we do interview, exactly when you want to take only 2 or 1, and you invite like 8 or 10 people, okay, you put them in the reception, or you put them in the conference room, there is a camera, and we are looking at all their interaction. I don't know if you you are looking at the interaction. It's not, it's true, it's not part of the interview. Some will be complaining like hell. Some will say, I just want to try it. You have failed. Okay, so God walks in the waiting. Give me Isaiah 40:31. He said, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Isaiah 40:31, quickly. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. That is those that wait upon the Lord. It is God that encourages them. Look at Joseph. When Joseph was told into slavery, he would be thinking, will my dream ever come true? Will God ever answer this dream? I see myself, I see my brothers bowing down, I see the ships, I see the sea bow down. It will be saying, will this ever happen? But look at the journey God took him through. But how you will know that Joseph is expecting something is when Potiphar's wife said, come and sleep with me. He said, no, I will not. I have something greater than this. I have something greater than this. Do you know something? Anybody who goes to office and steal, whether small or big, is the fact that you don't value your future. If you value your future, Whatever is around you will not matter to you. Joseph said, you are my God boss. Oga gave me everything except you. So this thing they said I should not touch. I am in another garden of Eden. You are the apple. The apple our forefather ate. And they couldn't make it. I am not eating you. But how you will know is when he was in prison and he was speaking to baker and butler. He told butler, he said, butler, do not forget me. May you please tell Pharaoh about me. Because he knew that dream is going to come to pass one day. Don't despise your time of waiting. I know it's not palatable. Hallelujah. How many people have been really, really poor before? No, I'm talking of when you don't know where the next meal will go. When you don't know. Hallelujah. Supposing you are working in central London and you are living in Dagenham and you have to work. That's what they call poor. I know children of London, we just about know the job. They have their government, they have their God. But me preaching to you, I was living in Okota, working in Antony, and I will walk to and fro. It's longer than here to central London. It's about 14, 15 miles. There's no shortcut. You have to go through the main road. And I wear a suit, so I carry my suit. And I'll be walking with style. That's what Fela sang when he sang suffering and smiling. And I will do that every morning and night for 2 months. Who says God has forgotten you? If people tell you God has forgotten you, don't tell yourself that God has forgotten you. Am I talking to somebody? Listen to me. No matter the career you are, I said something very important at the beginning. There are only dry land. There are no dry land. There are dry men. Have you not seen teachers who are rich? Am I talking to somebody? Have you not seen nurses who are extremely rich? No, answer me, church. Am I on my own? Have I not seen chartered accountants who are poor? So that you are chartered accountant does not mean you are poor. Have we not seen chartered bankers who are poor? Am I talking to somebody? Have we not seen doctors who cannot afford to rent a room to sleep? So there are blessed men. There are men that God flourish in whatever they do. So when you put God first, listen to me. Your job is to feed you, it's not to make you rich. Can I talk to somebody? My brother, your job is not to make you, is to feed you. That's why the Bible says, if a man will not walk, he should not eat. So is the work is provide provision for you. But the Lord said, I will bless you and make you a blessing. Hallelujah. So God give you line of blessing outside your job. If God does not bless you, salary cannot make you whole. And that's why when we say put God first, let God be number one in everything. Depend on him for everything. In the time of waiting, when things does not balance, let God still be number one. In the time when the marriage looks shaky, let God still be number one. Because I don't want my husband to lose me. I don't want my husband to leave. And I turn my husband to God. I don't want to lose my wife. And because of that, I know men that it is on Sunday morning that their wife will say they must take the children to the park. I don't want to lose my marriage. They pick the kids to the park. Both the kid, the man, and the woman on the express road to hell. Truth needs to be said. You know, why our children are not compromised, why our children are not doing well? We have compromised using our children to serving God. Oh, it is my child. It is my daughter. It is my day. Hallelujah. We compromise our stand with God because of what God bless us with. Those children are blessing from the Lord. Am I right? Am I alone here? They are the blessing of the Lord. God gave you those children to make you happy. They should not take you away from God. 2025, let God be number one. Your career should not take you away from God. God can take away that job from you without blinking. Hallelujah. I pray you will not lose your job. You will not lose your child. 2025 is a year of heaven covering over our life. But listen, don't allow yourself to put anything in the place of God. Number three, I will say, I'm running off soon. God brings life to dead places. It is God that brings life to dead places. Dead places cannot rise on its own. Your head cannot wake up on its own unless God touch it. That head condition can disappear and you will look for it, you will not find it. The Bible said to Ezekiel, in the valley of dry bone, the bone was filled up the place. God asked Ezekiel, can this bone live? He said, Baba, only you know. But as for me, I have seen so many bones, they never live. Hallelujah. Because dry bone can live, your condition will change. Your situation will change in the name of Jesus. Don't write yourself up, church. Ezekiel 37:5. Give me that. God has sovereignty. He has lordship. He has rulership over the case of your life. Listen, God is not happy that you are not happy. You think God like you to cry? What does God enjoy in your cry? God wants you to be happy. God wants you to, he wants to showcase you. Look at what he said at December. He said, thus says the Lord God unto this bow, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. May God cause breath to enter into your situation right now in the name of Jesus. You will leave that situation with balsam in the name of Jesus. It is important that we speak to the dead awareness of our life. But before you do that, how connected are you to God? We have to prompt you. We have to do everything to bring you to church on Sunday. For what? Until somebody whine you like, you know, when I was growing up, the type of car is not the car you use key to start. Brother, do you know that? When you start the key, somebody will go to the front and then run, and then it will start. When it starts, it removes the tin tooth and throw it to the car. That's how we want some of you to come to church. Until we it will stop again. We start again. And when God bless you, is it blessing because of me? No, it's for yourself. 2025, serve God with all happiness. Serve God with everything you have. Look at what Malachi 3:10 says. I'm not talking about money. He said, try me. Put it up, let me see. I'm not talking about tithe or anything, but I just want to see. He said, bring your tithe into that you may have meat in my house and prove me now. Do something to prove God now. Serve God in 2025. Just do something. I think on Friday or Thursday we are using Psalm 87 verse 16 or so. He said, give me a token for good. Give me a token. Lord, bless me for good. Do something great in my life. Let me just know that you are real. Hallelujah. The last point, God's strength is made perfect in your weakness. God's strength is made perfect in your weakness. When you are weak, God provides strength. 2 Corinthians 12, 9. You know, there was a story of a woman, I think in the First Kings 17 or so. She was down to the last flower in our house to feed herself and the son. Hallelujah. He said, I'm just going to do this and that. The man of God said, no, that's not the way it works. 2 Corinthians 12, 9. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. And he went on to say, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of God may rest in me. Church, whatever you are going through today is not your end. God's pen is still writing. Am I talking to God's pen is still writing. The operating table of God is still alive. The healing power of God is still real. The provision of God is still real. The Bible says this guy, he said, he toiled all night. That's Peter. He toiled all night, he catching nothing. But the same river, where you will know there are no dry land, there are only dry men. The same river, Jesus said, launch into the deep. The question is, I've launched here. Somebody is saying, I am tired of this career. And God is saying, in that same career, I will bless you. Am I talking to somebody? Stop despising what you have. The Bible said, stop despising the day of little beginning. Hallelujah. We are going to pray now. But I'm using Exodus 15:9 to pray. Exodus 15:9. Hear me and hear God. Your story will completely change. Amen. What you have been pursuing for the last 5 years, God said, like to tell you, it will come easy for you. Amen. It will come into your hand with easiness in the name of Jesus. Amen. The enemy said, this is what we are going to use to pray. Three prayer we are going to pray for up there. The enemy said, I will pursue. The enemy said, I will overtake. The enemy said, I will divide the spoil. And he said, my loss shall be satisfied. Another version says, what I want to do, I will be happy doing it. I will draw my sword, my hand shall destroy them. Any hand that want to destroy you this year, I pray for you, they will not see 2025. Any hand that is drawn to destroy you and your children, they will not see the light of tomorrow in the name of Jesus. Listen, there are wickedness. Is it not on TikTok? Somebody put it on my status and I saw it. Somebody entered main road in Nigeria and armor meter to the road. Did anybody say armor meters as long like this? Even a trailer will have a puncture tire if you drive over it. Not one, not two, like 10 on the road. Why are people so wicked? What of if it is his brother or his father that first grew from those matter? I'm talking very good road, not bad road. On the third road, got matter, cut it into pieces, and then hammer it in, and he still have like 5-6 inches out with sharp end. Why will somebody be wicked? That's why God said, he said, suffer a witch not to live. Why is a witch not supposed not to live? Because they manipulate. Because they devise wickedness, they devise mischief. And anyone who wants to devise mischief against your family, against you or your children, they will die suddenly in the name of Jesus. In their very heart, God will kill them up in the name of Jesus. I want us to rise on our feet as we pray today. going to pray. Anyone pursuing me and my children, oh God, pursue them yourself. Let's say this is the way it is. If somebody is running after me, and somebody come from my side and start pursuing them, you are going to pray. Say with me, my Father, my Father. My Father, my Father. Every enemy, every power pursuing me negatively that want to overtake me, oh God, arise and pursue them. Arise and destroy them. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Every power, Liki Brotunda Lekodo. Every power that is pursuing me and my children. Every power pursuing my spouse. Every power pursuing my career. Oh God, destroy them today. Every power pursuing me. Every power that want to destroy me. Lord, destroy them today. Makumbra ta kosha legede gede gede. Ibre kosha legede gede. Barota tutu tukede. Lebre degede gede. Pray for yourself. Barota yada gada gada. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The last phrase there said, I will draw my sword, my hands shall destroy them. You are going to pray every hand with sword against me and my children. Lord, destroy those hands today. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Every hand that is drawn, every sword that is drawn against me and my children, against my household, against my peace, against my career. Oh God, destroy them this morning. Oh God, destroy them this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In the book of Deuteronomy, the Bible says, I'm the one that give you power to make wealth. Is that not what the Bible says? It says, I give you power to make wealth. Is it 818 or 188? Put it up. It's the Lord that give you power to make wealth and had no sorrow. No, 818. It said, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that give thee power to get wet. It didn't say it's the one that give you work to get wet. Am I right? But you know, money is good, sir. Good money is good, though. Ah. If you drive Mercedes and you drive Bentley, you know money is good. Hallelujah. Some people, including me, we are still praying for messages. Some are already driving. Me, I'm still praying to have a message. Hallelujah. But when you enter Bentley, but it's like you mean basic. I'm a lag barani. What I'm saying is this. God can settle you in a way you cannot explain. I've seen people who started January, February, November, December 20, nothing was still working. But before the end of the year, I think that was 2015, the person was asked to be managing a multinational company. Let's say somebody needs to pray this prayer. He went to the airport to go and pick a friend. He went to the airport to pick his friend. So it was there, you know, at least when I pick this one and we run around, when he's going, we drop some change. While he was there, one of their old friends who came to set up a multinational company in Nigeria was there, but he was disappointed with people they set up for interview for him. So he was in the euphoria and said, everything I've set up, maybe I will sell it or whatever. So while he was waiting, he met this guy on the 23rd of December. Oh, all right, what are you doing? Blah, blah, from one conversation to the other. Oh, I'm waiting to pick this person. Oh, okay, I still stay in your house. My house is not good enough for him to stay. I still stay in Akute. Blah, 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 blah. And he said, do you know something? Are you still the old friend we used to know you? Integrity is important. He said, when we were in secondary school, you are a great guy of integrity. If everybody is failing, you will not fail. He said, I have no choice. He said, my goal is heaven. The guy said, let's sit down and talk. Before another 48 hours, they've signed him to be the director of that company. Hallelujah. With a house in GRA, with an official car, official driver. Within 48 hours, somebody, you are going to cry to God. If you don't need it, pray for me. I need it. Hallelujah. If I said today, my Christmas gift present to anybody that attend church, is Micra. Didn't they use Micra before? Is it Toyota or Nissan? Micra, is it Nissan or Toyota? Nissan. If I say I'm giving out a brand new Nissan Micra to everybody, this church is not going to take space, no go contain. Huh? Even if we said we are giving 20 kilo bag of rice out, just go to backing market and announce it. People will sit at the gate. I'm talking of London. 5 a.m., people will be waiting. You are going to pray to God. Lord, you are the one who gives power to make wealth. I am tired of where I am. Oh God, empower me to make wealth. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Whatever way you know how to pray, pray to God. Lord, empower me. Even before the end of this year, oh God, empower me to make wealth. Empower me to make wealth. Pray for yourself. I want you to pray for yourself. Empower me, oh God. Empower me to make wealth. Empower me to make wealth. Just pray for yourself this morning. He said, it is God that giveth thee power to make wealth. Pray for yourself. Lord, showcase me. Showcase me as the power that you can bless. Showcase me, Lord, that you still bless, that you still transform life. Father, our Lord and our Father, we want to say thank you. Lord, we give you all the glory. Lord, I pray for that shaking career. I pray for that shaking career. I pray for that shaking career. Lord, step into it today. We know that is not what we make your people. But make them happy through that, oh God. And release power of wealth making into their life. Power of wealth making, release it on their life. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Lord, you can do more than enough. Do something I missed today. Let that lady be happy again. Let that lady smile for joy once again. Do something glorious. I pray concerning our health as a church. Lord, touch every human being here today. No sickness in our body will go with us, oh God. Lord, you said, are there no balm in Gilead? We declare with our mouth open that there are balm in Gilead. Let the balm of Gilead touch us today in the name of Jesus. Heal us and perfect our health, O God. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.